You're listening to Chasing Prophecy Radio, where we discuss anything and everything beyond the scope of normal. On UPRN Talk Radio, FM 107.7 in New Orleans and FM 105.3 in Mississippi.
If it's unexplainable, we're talking about it.
Whether you're a believer or a skeptic, we cover everything where the unknown becomes the known. And now, here are your hosts, Jenny Nicasio and Tom Callaway.
Good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Chasing Prophecy on FM 107.7 in New Orleans and 105.3 in Henderson Point, Mississippi, where we discuss anything and everything beyond the scope of normal. I'm Jenny Nicasio, along with my fabulous co-host, Tom Callaway. How's it going?
Good. Hello. How are you doing today? Everyone. We made it, right?
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Hi, Cindy. Hi, everyone in the chat. If you're not in there yet, I'm hoping to see you soon. It's the day after the big eclipse.
Mm-hmm. We're still here, fortunately or unfortunately, depending
on
your outlook.
I always knew we were going to be here. I'm not one of those conspiracy theorists who thought we were not. I just thought that something weird was going to happen, like with the rockets and with CERN.
There's certainly been a lot of weird things that happened, keeping our ears to the ground and across social media and seeing different anomaly, I guess is the best way to put it, you know, since we don't know what it is, but, you know, UAPs, unknown aerial phenomenon, you know, it certainly can fall into that category for sure. But it was, I saw a lot of crazy stuff, but I also saw a lot of people's really cool pictures. And some of you out there are, you know, I guess amateur, but it looked pretty professional to me. Some of you guys, great job with your cameras and pictures and all that stuff.
Yeah, there were some really good ones. I have to say, yeah. It was funny because we were trying to, I got one shot pointing the little glasses over the lens because NASA said it would destroy our phones, but that wasn't the case because I saw a lot of people's phones took some fabulous pictures. So I'm not sure where they're, you know, why they said that. Maybe. And I've seen a lot of people that actually looked up at the sky. They're having issues today, but they're nothing what they said. I wouldn't suggest doing it. I mean, hey, Donald Trump did it that one year, huh? He's still here and he can still see.
Yeah. No, I didn't hear of any surgeries or anything like that to fix his eyes. So
I didn't either.
Yeah, no, but definitely, I get why they don't want people to do it, you know, but I'm from the school of thought where if you tell someone don't do it, they're probably going to do it. So, you know, we have to factor that in as well.
Yeah. And I just want to let everybody know we're broadcasting on multiple platforms tonight, all across the United States and beyond. And if you have a question for us, because our guest is not going to be able to show up tonight, we're going to be talking about a lot of different UFO phenomena. Huh, Tom?
Absolutely. A little potpourri, I guess.
Interesting stuff to talk about. Yes. Cindy said she didn't use her glasses. I'm fine. Yeah, you're still fine. See,
you're still here. Blind. You're still here. And I love the rebellious nature, Cindy. Keep it up.
Yeah, she's still here and we're glad to see her. There's so many crazy, crazy things going around the world. Not only is there on the internet, there's TikTok, we saw some crazy videos of UFOs during the eclipse. So we're going to show that one first. Okay, Tom.
Okay, let's do it.
We're going to show this, but we're going to play it a couple times because it's only 4 minutes in. It seems like, you know, YouTube and Facebook is so hard to get people to notify them. I don't know what that's about. I don't know if you've had any problems with your notifications, Tom, but I know YouTube is so slow.
It is. It almost seems like it's 5 minutes past the hour.
Yeah, it seems like we don't get our people back in. You're soaking up the energy. Amazing. Yeah, you know what?
I got emotional.
And I know the people that actually saw total eclipse, they got super emotional when they saw that. And it was just, it was kind of surreal, huh?
It really was. And to see some of the, again, the great photography that, you know, many of our listeners, many of our fans, you know, have an active hobby and keep it up, because you know, seriously, it was wonderful. But when you see those pictures and the people that do it, I can understand why, because it's like, when it doesn't happen again for another 20 years, and I don't want to be morbid or anything, but it might be some people's last.
Yeah.
Stop it. Don't even start. But it might be some
people. No, I'll be, I think 81.
No, you won't. She's lying, everyone. She's going to be 47 in 20 years. So.
I feel like it sometimes, but sometimes I feel very old, like really, really, really. It was interesting. It was surreal. It was kind of strange how the clouds, all the shadows look different. Everything looked strange.
It was strange. And it's something, you're exactly right. I'm glad you said that, because I noticed that too, where you're so adept at living life the same way every day. You know what I mean? You see the same things, especially if you have a house, right? You see the same things outside, but you never really notice the shadows until they're facing a different direction, right? Never notice, you know, different until something's different, how much you are accustomed to the norm, which is either good or bad, you know what I mean? Depending on how you want to look at it. But I noticed that too, where, you know, okay, we usually have shade coming in this direction, right? And now it was almost like 30, 40 degrees off.
Yeah.
It was definitely odd. It was definitely odd.
It was strange. It was very strange. And I'm glad I got it, because this is, I think I saw three in my lifetime so far. There was one in the 70s I saw, and this 2017 and this one. So I'm lucky that I got to see them. It was kind of strange for me, because last time I saw it, my mom was here and we were outside. So that was kind of emotional for me, just because I thought about, well, it's 2017. She was here with me. And my mom's death had a profound impact on me. And I was talking to the station owner today and how I took a leave of absence, because it was right when my mother died in June, and that we were really doing good. And me and Sean, I just could not do it anymore. I was just functioning, getting me through. And we lost a lot of viewers when I came back, and they all went to Sean, and I'm hoping that we can get them back. Hey, I see that there's another, you saw that fantastic. Yeah. You saw it too. How do you say that? Matilda?
Matilda. P. Yeah.
Very neat. Yeah. The darker blue sky color was so cool. Yeah. Yes. It was, I'll be honest with you, I was a little nervous looking in those stupid glasses, because there was a big recall on them. I don't know if you guys saw the recall.
Yeah. You needed to have a special number, didn't you?
Yeah. And I'm like, shoot, didn't we get the ones from China that were trying to make us all go blind? So I did make sure. Well, at one point I put two of them on, but it's like, who cares? Go blind. Well, whatever. I have enough problems with my eyes, because I have that disease called Sjogren's. I don't know if you guys ever heard of it.
I've heard of it, but I don't remember.
It's really annoying, because like right now my eyes are super dry. I don't make any tears.
Oh.
So it is really hard. Like, and that's one of the reasons why we quit doing the, we were on until what time was it? 11 o'clock at one point. We were on from 9 to 11, I think it was. I couldn't do it anymore. I said, guys, we got to find a different hour to go on, because I could not see. I was like, and Sean would always say, Jen, you look really, you tease me. He said, you're slurring your words, because I don't have saliva either. So it's kind of hard. Yeah. So that's why.
I can definitely see that. As somebody who wears contacts, I know when your eyes get dry, yes, it's no fun for anybody.
It's annoying. It's super. Absolutely. Yes, Cindy, my mom was watching with
me. Oh, that was very nice, Cindy.
She was. She got a better view probably, huh? Definitely probably got a better view. So we're 10 minutes, almost 10 minutes in. So we're going to go ahead and see. Hopefully we're going to pick up some viewers soon. More people. And if you're listening on the radio, I wish you could see it, but you're going to be able to hear it.
Yeah, we'll do a good job of describing it.
So I am going to share my screen, and I have, this is hard to do. So be patient with me. I'm not the best. I'm going to have Sean, Tom, when he's in here, when he gets, because Tom's going to have his own show soon. So he'll be able to go in and do some of this. He'll be my assistant.
Yeah, I'll be the tech. Yeah.
You'll be the techie guy, because you are IT. I'm not very tech savvy. So tell me if it's, can you see that yet?
We see it. Yeah. So this is a UFO spotted shooting through the clouds during a solar eclipse.
Yeah, I want to. I wish I knew how to make it bigger, but you get the gist of it.
Yep.
Okay, let's play.
What is that?
There, look.
Oh yeah, what is that?
That looks like it's flying saucer to me. If anything.
Yeah. So what it looks like is a side profile of a rather large.
It looks like a saucer.
Flying saucer, like the side profile, so not this rounded. It's more of like a slit, and it's going through the clouds. You don't get a clear view, but
what is that?
You can definitely see it going through the clouds,
bruh.
It's playing on a loop.
Yeah,
cuts right below, like not over the eclipse, but it's about right above.
What is that?
That is odd.
Look, yeah, well, what's that little thing right here? Is it? You see this thing?
Yeah,
you missed it. What is that? Is that the eclipse?
That's the eclipse. That's the top.
That is so freaking weird. I wonder if it, maybe it doesn't look like one of the rockets because it's too much of a weird. There's some other angles on it too. I'm gonna stop sharing.
You know where that clip came from? Because that was almost that wasn't totality, but it was pretty darn close. So.
Let me see if I can.
If I had to guess, it would be maybe 500 miles either to the east or west of totality.
And it was in Texas. Close.
Texas. Okay, so that could be.
A UFO was captured in Arlington, Texas, during the total eclipse.
This one is slower, so you get to actually see it slower. Okay, let me see if I can stop. Is that the one I just found? Yeah, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I can go ahead and play that. Okay, not the tech savvy.
All was captured in Arlington, Texas during the total eclipse of 2024. Check this out. This really happened.
Back up. What's that?
What is that?
What's that?
Bruh.
Look at that. Oh, I'm going to see if I can find it.
Yo, what the fuck?
Aliens! I'm going to see if I can actually find one that doesn't have all the music and special.
Yeah, the X-Files music going on.
Yeah. I love the X-Files, but let me see if I can find it.
You know, they renewed. They're going to have new episodes.
That's what they said. They got new actors. I guess
did they? I don't know if they got new actors, but I just saw that, you know, that they were going to, reboot. I don't know if it's a reboot or just an addition to the previous one. But
yeah, I don't. I think they're going to have, they might do a, there's even more on this one. This is really weird music. I wish I could find the original. I saw the original on Twitter. I wonder if I can send it to myself. I could probably do that. Let me see if I can send it to an email. Because it was really, really cool. And I saw it this morning, probably about 5:30. I hear it is. Probably. I don't know if I can do Twitter on here. Let me see if I can send it in Twitter. I don't know if I have Twitter on this computer. I might not have it. But
that's did you really see people capturing the rockets, the three rockets?
No.
There's some video going around, or I mean, I only saw images, but I'm sure there might be video, but of people, and you see like three dots, and I know that they were 45 minutes apart, but they were presuming that they were the rockets that were launched from Virginia, not Houston, which. As we talked about on the pre-show.
So where were they? Where were they at? Where were they shot from? The video.
They were shot. They were launched from Virginia, and I'm drawing a blank on the actual space station name, or the army base that they shot. I don't remember it, but they shot from a small Virginia facility and not their main. Hub, which Houston or Cape Canaveral in Florida would be. So definitely odd. And again, we, you know, if you want to listen to the pre-show, we do go into that about what that could possibly mean. But I had noticed disruption of cell service, disruption of internet.
I did notice that. That did happen. So we weren't making that up because it did.
No, not at all. That happened. It and not just to me, to other people around. And by the time it got like, back
what
on,
was that? It was like 12:30 Eastern, 1 o'clock.
That's what I was going to say. It was before. It wasn't during. It was before.
They shot before, during, and after the eclipse.
The whole thing. But the disruption came before, and mine was a little later because it was probably like 1:15 to 2, something around there. But it's never been spotty. It was spotty. I work in IT, so I keep my stuff pretty updated, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's no excuse for me. But what I realized was it wasn't me is when everything came back up, right? And we have like a local community page and all of that on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And other people were putting it in there that did anyone else lose internet? Did anyone else lose cell service? But the thing is, you know, not to promote anything, but I got Verizon and I got Comcast here, right? It was both. It was Verizon as well. It was Comcast as well, but it was also Verizon Cellular. It was AT&T Cellular and T-Mobile Cellular. So that was really odd that it wasn't one. If somebody had an issue and there was a hiccup or whatever, okay, other people would be okay, but you know, maybe you wouldn't. It was definitely odd that it was everybody, and people were just making jokes about it. But the fact is that there was a disruption, and the icing or the cherry on top of this Sunday, right, is when I went to the outage center, you know, on the website, and I looked, and it's telling me there is no outage. So.
What does that mean? Hey, Smokey, how are you doing? Glad you could join us. I noticed there was an outage. I knew because I was trying to do some important banking. I needed to know. And I even tried calling because I have Comcast Xfinity phone service too.
Yeah.
And internet. And I couldn't call out. So it's all connected to the internet. So there was
yeah. And for people who don't know, Jenny and I are a solid 450 miles away from each other. We're not backing up into each other at all, so for her to have it around the same time I did, and we are the bookends of the state, chances are there are people in the middle that had the same issue. And if you're in the comments, if you're watching us, if you're checking us out, please let us know if you had any kind of electronic disruption as well. Might not be internet, might not be cable, you know, if you had any electricity issues, if you had anything like that, please let us know, because we want to get to the bottom of what's going on. You know, clearly that rocket idea was BS, or maybe it was legit, but it wasn't the only reason, is what I'm trying to say, that they sent them up. We all talk about radiation and solar flare. Oh, see, there you go. Our internet up here in Canada was fine. My
chat's not working. Can you bring it? You can't bring that on the screen, huh?
No,
I don't
know but why it's- Matilda, thank you for letting it. So up in Canada, it seemed to be fine. And she was right on the eclipse path.
Yeah.
I wasn't, but I was on the rocket side of the eclipse. If you were to take that totality line that went up, I guess, Jenny, you and I were both on the eastern side of that line.
Yeah, I was on. We had like 90%. That's about it.
Yeah, and
it was a nice little show.
Yeah, and so, you know, we were on the rocket side. We were on the rocket launch side, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I didn't see anything, but there was a lot of chemtrails. I mean, I didn't see any rocket. I mean, would you have seen the rockets? What about the comet? I didn't see any comet. We were supposed to be able to see the comet. Did you see the comet?
Digging in with the comet would only be visible for those people under complete and utter totality. Okay. So along that line, along that shadow, if they looked towards Jupiter, and again, who knows? I don't walk around knowing where Jupiter is in the sky. You know, you would get an app, you would get a star map or something and know that it's over here. Those ones who had looked, I saw that they did see, it's very small. You know what I mean? You would have to have a powerful telescope to see like the horns and everything, but you would see that lit up, the Devil's Comet. So, you know, I wish, what a time for a big telescope, huh? If you had that purchase. I mean, you wouldn't use it again for 20 years, but it would be a great purchase.
Yes, it would. So we're going to play that TikTok.
Go ahead.
I'd have to share. I figured out I couldn't share the screen and show the chat. So I can do it now. So let's see. Motion.
Oh, yeah.
What's that other thing going up and down? Weird music. There's more than this one has more. No, this is a rock.
The video, this video has two. They're almost parallel, but if you notice at the end, the top one is going faster than the bottom one. That's what I noticed. Because sometimes people can take a look and see, hey, if they're parallel, they're just making one object and duplicating it and moving it down, and it's following the same path. That's a clear indicator that something is faked, right?
What do you think that's CGI or is that real?
So it doesn't seem to be CGI because they're going at different speeds. If they're just arcing, you know, straight across on a parallel line, they just made one image and duplicated it down here and sent them on this, you know, at the same time. Mm-hmm. So it would be very hard without pixelation to make one fast and one slow, slower to go across. So I'm not saying it can't be done. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it definitely wouldn't, you know, it's not something easily done.
This one's kind of, this is really
military plane.
Well, wait. So these people said they see an object like awesome. Near the jet.
Yeah.
Nothing yet. Hey, Kason. Right. Good to have you back on.
What is that?
Oh.
Oh! Gotcha.
Well, yeah, they got us. Definitely got us.
That's really good. I like that one. That's the clever best one yet. Clever is right. There, let me get this one off. Let's see. That was
one of our weekly guests who hops in and out and was on for last week and also on Sunday, Nicole. She had mentioned, I talked to her today a little bit. She had mentioned that there was nothing, but they put up a TV, you know, they put on the TV that the eclipse under totality. And when they only showed the eclipse, they only showed like the eclipse. You didn't get any of the other sky around.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty much like a fixed camera on the sun and all of that. But, it's good for, I guess, those people who like, she lives in California. So they weren't under that, at that time, but you know, more power to them.
Yeah. More power to them. Now, I didn't hear anything else about it. So that's good, I guess, but you never know. You might hear something.
Well, here's the thing, Jenny, this is something again on the pre-show that we talked about that I think we were all under the, assumption that nothing would happen at that time, but what's going to happen 6 hours from now, 6 days from now, 6 months from now. Mm-hmm. What did this kick off? And that's something that I still don't know the answer to it because we can't get, you're never going to get a straight answer out of CERN. They're going to tell you 75 different things before they tell you the truth, right? So you're never going to get an answer out of them.
You're never going to, they're never going to give you a legit one. That's for sure. Now they said this CERN would open different. They're trying to find different dimensions. Now they did give proof, like we talked about, but the ghosts that they have,
the ghost particles that they uncovered, which would signify that there is a different dimension, because to be a ghost particle, you're hopping in and out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But here's my point. If they were to open up another dimension, would we even know?
No. until you start experiencing strange things, right?
As I've turned, and I don't know, I don't have a daily log here of like when they run the collider, right? Mm-hmm. But ever since 2015, 2016, 2017, around that area, I don't have a date for you. To me, everything's been getting progressively weirder.
Yeah.
Or more things are coming to the surface, right?
Most definitely.
So you have things that I would have never, things that I've only would have imagined, right? Happening to then. Was this something to try to cover that seal? Let me make an analogy. When you have a Ouija board, right? And you open up a portal, you have to do a special ceremony to close that Ouija board, right? You can't just throw it in a fire because you're going to keep that door open. Was this there with all the rituals that they said that they do, with all of the tests that they're running, turning it on at this time, do they know something we don't know where all of the supernatural elements are aligning for them to close that portal via a ritual that they're doing?
Because you saw the ritual that they did. Did anybody else see that ritual before they opened it up? Did you see the video?
The ritual video, yes, but I don't know if they did one beforehand.
I don't know. We should find out.
Yeah, because
stop sharing this.
Again, theorizing is, are they making a half-assed attempt to put the toothpaste back in the tube? Is what I'm trying to say.
Probably, I would imagine. I mean, they're trying. It's hard to say. They're doing this ritual. What was the ritual for? Was it to gather more evidence, or was it to protect them? Or
I believe it was a protection thing. But the thing is, when people do protection, it's protection from something. What is that protection from? What were they trying to mess with? And was it even during that time, or was it something that they did before, where the world we lived shouldn't have been? Does that make sense? Like, we lived in something we shouldn't have done. And how that affects all of us is irrelevant. I personally don't think, when you talk about metaphysics, right, in the metaphysical world and opening different realms and dimensions, would we even know? There's a school of thought that when we die, sometimes people don't even know. I've talked to many NDEers who just think that they wake up and here they're at, you know, heaven, hell, or wherever. You know what I mean?
Well, that's sort of like what Barshar says, that
yes,
man who's a producer. I forget what is his real name? Do you know? He's a producer. The person that's channeling it. But when he channeled, he does these big group things, and he was channeling, and a woman asked them, what is it like to be dead, or what's it like to die? And he said, it's just like going to sleep and waking up and say, oh, that was a really good dream.
Well, as peaceful as that sounds, right? I would love for that to be true. Take it, you know. But yeah, I we've talked to many people here, again, getting back to that, you know, people don't go in the light because they don't know they're dead.
Yeah. Especially if they pass away, like tragically, a car accident, or somebody murders them.
Yeah.
They don't realize it. But changing the shift of this conversation, I found a video regarding the ritual before turning on the CERN April 8th. And this is nothing like you said. This is kind of like it's cool, but watch.
Okay. Turn it on.
Kind of crazy, huh?
Yeah.
No, I don't know if that's fake. This is really what they did.
So for all of you on the radio, it's men and women in orange suits, almost like jumpsuits, like prison, doing a march. Actually, they're all women, aren't they? They're all women doing a march at the same time, underground and underground.
That's kind of freaky as hell.
Yeah. I mean, they do all races, just women lined up.
It was like a big celebration. So, it to me, it looks kind of freaky as hell.
That does look freaky, especially with the spastic movement at the end and to sort of simulate demonic movement.
Yeah.
That's definitely odd at that so rate, that too.
There's even part two to it. It's this, and they mock, what's this one? They mock a human sacrifice? No, I don't know if that's true or not. Let me see if this one is. Can you see it?
Yeah.
That was the first time they opened it up, right?
Yes.
Yes, they want to the Yeah, CERN wants to recreate the Big Bang. To me, I got into a conversation, more like an argument with a Facebook person who's no longer on my Facebook page. He said, us conspiracy theorists, they're doing
the
science.
The scientists say they could be on the path to discover the gravitational forces that hold our galaxy in place.
But you're
and
playing
even
with God when you try to recreate the Big Bang.
You are.
See, he even says it right here, recreate the Big Bang.
That's what I mean, you can look that up anywhere on any legitimate that they don't make it a secret.
What are you hoping to achieve here?
Well, these collisions essentially at very high energy, at the highest possible energy mankind has generated in particle physics collisions so far, and we hope to achieve conditions which must have existed very close to the beginning of our universe, namely after the Big Bang.
I would have followed up that question to that man with why. What are you going to gain today in 2024 from doing that? That's what I would want to hear.
They're scientists and that's what they do, I guess. I mean, it's like.
But I hear that. Science is supposed to, you're supposed to discover things, right? Are you just discovering things for the sake of discovering them? Like what benefit do you have? Can someone tell me a bigger waste of money than that? You know?
Oh, I don't know. I wish I could ask them, why would they be doing this? Because it just makes them feel more like God.
Well, they say knowledge is power, right? And if you have knowledge, you can develop things to make money, which keeps you rich and in power. It's a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And then with that money, you can reinvest it into research and buy better gadgets, cooler gadgets to find even more things.
Yeah.
You know, have you seen the movie Don't Look Up?
Yes.
Yeah, I did too. I liked it. But when I don't think we're too far off from that one scene where they were auctioning off the minerals of the asteroid, let alone it's destroying humanity, right? But they were wanted to auction off the material so to companies who could, you know, build better weapons, better tech, better whatever. I don't think we're far off from that.
Oh, no, I don't think we are either. I mean, you saw what happened with COVID and everything. It's and the doctors and the people who know what caused some of the problems with the vaccine, they were shadow banned. They were canceled. They couldn't talk. So that big pharma can make a buck. It's all about the big almighty dollar.
Yeah. And I understand money makes the world go around. You know, you learn that from a young age here. You know what I mean? In this point in time, it definitely makes you wonder if humans are even driving this ship. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
Now, we can go off on many different ways in that. I know I opened a landmine with that one. But there's reason to believe that other things are directing our government. There's other things directing our species. I'm certainly not the one that's going to sit up here and say, I know for a fact I have this proof, right? But just take a look at all the evidence. Objectively, don't listen to me. Just take a look at it, you know? Take a look at everything. We are wonderful as a species, individually, with helping one another. Me to you to one-on-one, right? We always want to help people. But once we get into a group And once somebody mentions something, whether you call that groupthink, stream of consciousness, whatever, once you get into that group, a bad idea forms. And from there, it grows. We seem to be wonderful at enslaving one another, degrading one another, hurting one another. But when you take a person down to the individual level, just one person on one person, they will listen, they will talk, they will understand, and they will empathize with people. But for some reason, we can't do that in a herd.
Well said. Anybody want to chime in?
Yeah, I want everyone's opinion. Yeah, let me know. If you think I'm a nut, you know, I'll agree with you. But no, go ahead. Yeah, let's hear what you have to say about that, because I just think whatever reason, whether it's in our DNA or not, who knows? There's certainly evidence. If you want to talk about like Book of Enoch and Anunnaki and things like that, if you want to go back into that realm where we were created to be their slave race and for whatever reason they left, wouldn't slaving and getting enslaved be in our DNA so far down the line? We couldn't do it back then, but technology, we can't keep up with the way technology evolves. Technology evolves so much faster than what we do. That's why we have all of these horrible diseases and things like that, and especially mental aspects of it too. Addiction, mental health. We see things on TV and try to emulate it, and it's not real life, but we believe it to be so because it's more of a teaching parental figure than most parents anymore. So, you know,
it's sad because our younger generation, they see this and even going back to how girls, you know, oh, I'm going to put all this makeup on and I'm so thin and I have to be this way because I see it all over TikTok, you know, and all these people on Ozempic and Mounjaro I mean, oh gosh, let's just put a needle in our stomach. We're going to get skinny, you know, I almost fell for it, you know, watching these on TikTok. I mean, I had to actually press not interested on TikTok because I couldn't handle it anymore. I mean, they're just throwing it down your mouth. And now they're coming out with all these problems associated with it. And these young girls, they go to their doctors, you know, they might be 25 pounds overweight and they say, doctor, give me some of that Mounjaro.
Yeah.
No, it's just, and it's a shame, you know, you see all this happen.
It's wonderful. And well said, Cindy. Everyone's worried about fitting in. People don't want the drama of speaking out.
Yeah.
And that's true. A person is smart, but people are dumb. One of the greatest lines from a movie, actually Men in Black, that I've heard that resonates so well because it is true. When you take one person out and you talk to them, they might not be book smart. They might be street smart. They might not be street smart. They might be book smart. Or they know how to make things or build things or, you know, all that kind of stuff. There's intelligence in all of that. But for whatever reason, you get them in a group and it's like the dumbest idea wins.
Yeah.
Right?
By the way, they do satanic rituals every time they do. Yes, Rihanna. Yes, I think there's more racket than truth to any of these rituals. Then again, there were guys like Aleister Crowley. Yes, you know, a lot of these musicians, going back, even Lady Gaga, and what's the other one? P. Diddy's in trouble, but he's coming out according to the news. He's gonna rat on people. We were talking about this.
Yeah, at the pre-show.
Monday. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if it'll get that far.
You say Bohemian Grove, yeah.
I don't know anything, but it seems like when the powers that be, whoever they are, want somebody to shut up, they find a great way to do that. And it's been evidenced all throughout history, all throughout major leaders. They're not afraid to take down the biggest and the most powerful, or maybe who we think is powerful, but is really just a pawn. You know, another part of this world is to get you looking at the distraction over here when we're over here doing what we need to do. We love waving our hands and faces and then actually, you know, doing the work behind their back.
But there's a lot of celebrities that are leaving. Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah.
Jim Caviezel.
Diesel. Yeah.
The other guy, The Rock. There's so many that are leaving that celebrity because they see. Also, who's the other black actor? I love him. What's his name? Is it Denzel Washington?
Denzel, yeah.
They're just showing there's such a. There's another one too, the older one. I forget his name. He played
Morgan God. Freeman.
Yes. And how they recognize that this celebrity is really corrupt and they're evil. A lot of them are evil.
Yeah.
And they turned away from God.
It's good to see that some still have a good head on their shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and oh, great quote, Matilda. People are clouding objectively right from wrong and clouding facts. The liars are winning. That's absolutely true. We talked about this again on the pre-show where, you know, we're the 99% minority, right? And the 1%, they don't have to get to 50. And we talked about that. All they need is to sprinkle in about 10% of the 99, and we'll take that and run with it and discredit everybody else. We do a good job of that on our own. And that's sad. That really is. All they have to do is get to a few of us. The numbers multiply. And again, we're stuck being the 99% minority. And it's getting out of hand. It's getting more and more every year. I don't know. And not to be, you know, anything, but I don't know if it's a generational thing. I don't know if it's a social class thing. I don't know if it's an education thing. But when you change facts, right? For example, I grew up with 7 continents and 4 oceans, and that's not the thing anymore. Mm-hmm. So now I don't know what I look like I don't know what I'm talking about, right? With that, down the road, I'm going to be someone who doesn't know as much as other people. And it's a way to undermine and pull the rug out from many, many smart people. But this one, switching gears here to The Sun, this is a UK article, which I do enjoy. You have to watch out for certain things, BBC and things like that, but it's nice to get an outside perspective of the United States. Sometimes they come up with good stories, and this is a great one, where this is a U.S. Representative, Tim Burchett, who's in the 2nd District of Tennessee. That's his area, and the 2nd District is Eastern Tennessee, which encompasses Knoxville. So... and Oak Ridge. And if you know Oak Ridge, you know the Manhattan Project, you know uranium enrichment there too. So an area that's popular and an area that has some history in the United States. He was looking into this disclosure movement, I guess I should say, that was started by David Grush. Well, started by many others, but David Grush, you know, most notably lately, last summer with the congressional disclosure hearings. He was looking into everything, and he was told by high-ranking officials to, lack of a better word, shut up. He was told to shut up. He was not threatened personally, but he was sort of vaguely threatened with there would be riots if the truth ever got out. And David Grush, you know, was the one who talked about non-human craft, dead pilots, non-human biologics, all that sort of thing. So when Tim Burchett wanted to find out and I guess get on a committee or two, he was told, you don't need this. You don't want to hear what we're up to. And there's going to be riots if this stuff gets out. But one quote that I'm going to read here from the story, and I want to get your reaction to it, Jenny, is that he has said, and this is a quote, Congress has been lied to and the people have been lied to. But we got to have that one person who walks out with a tape or something. He added, I would tell any whistleblowers to come out. Your country needs you. I think that's a very, very powerful quote. I think that that's a very strong message to people in our community that if you know something, say something.
Mm-hmm.
And this is your government telling you we need you. When was the last time you remember that happening, Jenny?
Never.
I think we owe it. And if you, for whatever your feelings are about the government, fine. But to each other, right? If you know something that would change the foundation of how we view things, it's your right to come out. It's your obligation to come out.
I remember, oh my God, I'd have to say 20 years ago, I saw something and I called the FBI and they blew it off. They totally blew it off.
So they acted like, so one of their concerns
they acted is like your I tax was money a pays them, right? Something. Yeah, I was like, your I your tax money wrong. Pays them,
and they told you, I don't care. That's essentially what they did.
And then there was a scene. This something happened. Like we're going way back. I was in college, and I was older. I was an older college student, but I saw this is right after Columbine.
Yeah.
And I was a college student and I decided to go into the local school, high school, and walk around and see if anybody would stop me and say, why are you in here? Yeah. Do you know, no one did. And I went up to the principal. They called the police on me for doing that. I said, why are you calling the police? I'm showing you, you are so lax. You don't have any idea. Anybody could walk into any school at any time. To show him how easy it was. And I remember going to school the next day at it's a very established college in Pittsburgh. And I was kicked out of school, basically. They said it was a different thing. They suspended me. They said they made up a story, say I wouldn't, it was a religion class. So they made it like I didn't want to conform to their beliefs. So they gave me an F and that dropped my QPA down. And so they suspended me. But
wow.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, I don't know what you want to call it. I was so upset what happened with Columbine. And I just wanted to show them that anybody, just like anybody can go across the border that's from one of those terroristic countries, and they do it all the time.
Yeah.
But if you tell the government that, you know, something that I see something, there's like, or even if you saw like an ET or had pictures, would they believe you? Like this guy saying that they want, there would be panic.
There would be panic, but I don't want anybody to get hurt or anything like that. I'm not saying that, but sometimes you need to enlighten the masses.
Yeah. You have to come out, be like, they treat us like, even if there was UFOs, which I do believe that there are, like at Roswell, I do believe that.
Yes.
I do believe I think that's how our microwave cell phones were created. I don't think that we had that smart so fast from a black and white TV to how does the internet work? Or I still don't understand how a fax machine works. Like, they had to exchange technology for something. And that technology was at a high price because I believe that the government allowed the adoptions and research of our human beings. And it was like, that was a high price for technology. That's my opinion. But there are so many in this community that believe that too. So I'm not the only one. Right.
No, you're absolutely right. I personally believe that too, because what else do we have to barter with? What could we honestly give that would be as valuable as a human's life? Now, I'm not suggesting killing them or anything like that, but
they did.
What are we going to pay them? What is that going to do?
They did. They said, "Well, we'll let you abduct 100,000 people in 5 years for this technology of." MRIs, cell phones, fax machines.
There's no way we
digital
that
currency.
Far on
all
our
this
own.
Stuff.
There's no way. There's no way we jump that far on our own.
On our own, exactly. And there's a high price.
How do you have the Wright brothers pushing a glider plane in 1902? Yes. Then 25 years later, you have your commercial flights of sending people. Across the country.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they'll just call us conspiracy theorists. No, this is, it's a lot of people just won't wake up. Like, they think that the government's their friend. And we had this discussion on Monday. We the government's not our friend. And the truth is out there. And unfortunately, it comes from science fiction. And it seems like a lot of the screenplay writers know more than what the government will tell us.
Yeah. There's a stream of consciousness that they seem to be able to tap into. And Laura Lee, who was on the Eclipse pre-show, had a great point about whenever people come up with these new horror movies, ghost movies, mm-hmm. UFO movies, monster movies, whatever it is, and even to a lesser degree, other non-creative movies, you know what I mean? Even to a lesser degree there, those all had to come from something, right? So let's say I've never, seen a ghost or anything or a UFO or anything like that. if I wanted to make a monster, I'm like, let me make it as big as an elephant with teeth like an alligator. And but see, I'm using my own judgment, right? I'm using my own things of what I know exist and taking parts of it. I think when she mentioned that, that really struck with me, because maybe you're right. Maybe they have seen things we can't understand. We don't know how to understand. And they're using it to their advantage. They're using it as a different way to invent something.
Exactly.
Yep. This is my guy. Have you ever heard of Avi Loeb?
No.
Nope. So Avi Loeb is a wonderful, wonderful, for lack of a better word, nerd. So he's the guy. He's, you know, you heard of a Oumuamua, that long, elongated, like, comet thing that some people theorize was a UFO back in 2017. He worked on that project. He worked on the Galileo project. He's someone, and probably non-Harvard wise. Have you seen the movie Interstellar?
Yes.
He was the scientific direction in that movie. So every single thing that had to do with science in there, he signed off on. So how a black hole looked, what a tesseract looked like, how we would perceive it in our world, like all of that. He was the guy who was doing that. And this guy has money for days, a Harvard professor, and he's risking his he's risking his reputation to take on some of these UFO projects. And of course he's being met with people being grumpy is the best way to put it, saying he's overreaching and he's sold out. Tech tycoons are bankrolling his quest. This man has no benefit. He can sit there, retire off the residuals from Interstellar, retire and teach one class a week. You know what I mean? At Harvard. And he wants to learn more. He wants to know, are we alone? And I'm tired of other people trying to do it and not getting anywhere. So he wants to do it himself. What do you think about somebody putting their reputation on the line like that to work on these projects?
I personally think it's fantastic. It reminds me of Elon Musk with his freedom of speech thing. He gave up a lot for that. There's a lot of people don't like him, and I can see this guy doing it, and they're going to say he's a quack. Yeah. They're eccentric, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know, they're like, what's his name? Hoover. Is it Henry Hoover?
Henry Hoover. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Herbert Hoover.
Hoover.
Yeah.
One of the Hoover. Yeah. It's like they're losing their mind. They have too much money. They have nothing else to do. I think it's great that he's doing that. And if I had the money, I would, you know.
Yeah.
Same. I mean, here. It's a shame that we have, I don't know. I just wish they would just come out and be clean with us. Yeah. But I think it's great he's doing that.
One thing that started this little trajectory, and something that in the research of Avi Loeb that, you know, I had done previous to this, is he's not afraid to say whatever comes to his mind, right? So when you talk about Oumuamua, right? And if you scroll down, you'll see it in there, that long cylinder cigar type of like rock, right? The quote that I loved the most about him is he didn't make a definitive statement. He didn't say this is what it is and everybody's wrong, right? All he said, and I quote, "The more data we get about Oumuamua, the less familiar it looks." And he got trashed and has been getting trashed since then about having these far out conspiracies. Now, that sentence that I said, where in that did he ever confirm aliens exist? Where in that did he just said the more data he got about Oumuamua, the less familiar it looked to him as a scientist? Where's the free speech in that?
I don't know.
I don't either. He was fascinated about something that's changing speeds in our solar system. Now, that's not unheard of. As gravitational pulls happen, some things speed up, some things get slower. But this thing was doing it in areas where that wasn't happening. To me, that says that it has an intelligent system. By intelligent, it can be whatever you want. Use your own definition. Yeah. But it some sort of system of speeding up and slowing down. That's what this data points me to. That's not me saying, oh, I know that aliens exist. It's giving me the data for that. He's following data.
He's following the data.
And for that, now people are saying he's overreaching and tech tycoons are bankrolling him and he's going to tell them anything he wants to hear. Now, if billionaires come to me and ask me to research something, am I going to say, absolutely not. Jenny, would you say no to that?
No. Give me the money. I'll do it.
So how are you going to, and I bet you all the people that were saying this about him, if they went to them, they wouldn't say no. So how are you going to question this man and the work that he's doing when you would do the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a bit of jealousy to me, doesn't it?
A lot of jealousy. And unfortunately, that's a lot. It's everywhere. And the only thing the guy wants to do it. He got the data. Let him do it. But don't, you know, ostracize
him. Be in peace.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous. But before we go, Chasm has a couple questions.
Sure. Let's go. What's up?
He said he was talking about Jim Carrey. Wait a minute. I asked him to explain it to me. I'll do this one first. Maybe you understand. Do you know?
Oh yeah. So, Casey, I'm drawing a blank on the movie, but not too long ago, Jim Carrey did a serious movie, you know, funny guy, comedy, Mask, you know, Ace Ventura, all that kind of stuff. He did a serious movie where he played, I believe, Ukrainian or Polish somebody. And it was probably the best acting performance I saw him do. For as funny as a comedic actor as he is, a dramatic performance like that, he was unrecognizable, I should say. You wouldn't even know it was him. And the reason why I believe that it was such a good performance is because he did escape the Matrix. He did escape that pseudo Matrix. That pseudo Matrix that Hollywood does to you. He seemed to be his own person and doing things that he wanted to do. And the interviews that he has given lately, he's more reserved. And it's almost to the point of, like, is he depressed?
He's not like he used to be. He's totally different person.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know. I'm not in his brain. But this man is not the guy. Now, if you put the Ace Ventura, The Mask, whatever it was from the 90s, you know, you pick whatever movie you want from him to who he is now, it's night and day.
Yeah, and I just saw something on TikTok where he was talking about talking to the universe and don't just live life. Ask the universe what you want and the universe will give it back to you. I mean,
it's easy to say when you have royalties and you know.
Yeah, it's like he was at a graduation ceremony. He was one of the speakers and he said, you know, he's telling the students, you look at the universe and you just tell the universe, this is what I want. And the universe will give it back to you. Now, I did that on the day of the Powerball. I said, okay, universe.
Yeah.
Hand me that 20, you know, whatever it was, $1 billion. I mean, I don't know. He has changed, though. He doesn't like what the government's doing. He says you should not listen to the government. You do not. There's a lot of them are like that now.
Yeah. He was born in Canada, right? But I believe he's an American citizen now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wake up. It seems like people have to just wake up, take your head out of the sand.
And you know, I'll tell you this. Comedy actors are often and comedy stand-up comedians, comedy actors, all that. Oftentimes they're some of the most intelligent people because you have to be smart to be funny.
Exactly. You know,
you have to know timing. You have to know cadence.
You have to know people.
Yes. And many, many times, if you brought a comedian outside, not doing a shtick, not doing a you know, not doing a anything, a bit, what have you, and talk to them like a person, they're very
body
smart.
Body language, everything.
Yes, they're very smart, intelligent
people.
Eye
contact. It's we're just in a strange.
They can read you. They can read you and know where to go with their material.
Body language.
When to pull the trigger on it.
When to shut up.
Yes. Yeah. That too.
Yeah. It's like, it's, I don't know. There's so much going on and it's so interesting. I mean, we could spit for hours trying to figure out where we're going. Why is this happening? I feel like I'm in a dream state. So many things that are happening. And one more question before we have to go. He does not exist. Jim says he does not exist. He's just a person running around like wearing a mask and no one behind the mask. That's called realizing. How do you say that? Oh, yeah, that's Buddhist. Yeah. We are just a little tiny creatures on this big, gigantic earth.
Yeah. You know.
That's it. Yeah, we're just, that's what we are, but... Anyways, I'm so glad you all joined us tonight.
Yes, thank you for all the wonderful comments and questions.
Yeah, and if you're just tuning in now for Sean's group, I hope you come in earlier next time. And
yeah, we'll be here waiting for you.
Spend the hour with you. But again, thank you all for joining us. This episode was sponsored by the United Public Radio. Make sure you check out my books on Amazon, From the Sky. I'm relaunching it.
She's wonderful, people.
I have Equinox and Aurora's Curtain. It's a trilogy. I have a prequel coming up in the beginning of September. So I hope you can go check it out. I really could use you. And if you do read the book, do a review. It's a young adult, but that doesn't stop us all from having a little pretending we're young at heart.
It's a wonderful book. Everybody go read it.
Yeah, read it. We need the reviews. Gotta find my entries. Okay. Well, thanks again for tuning into Chasing Prophecy. We'll see you next Tuesday, same time, same channel. Have a great rest of your week.
Have a good week, everyone.